Pacifica National Board meeting of March 14th, 2013, convening at 8:45 p.m. Eastern, 5:45 p.m. Pacific Time. Summer Rees, Chair. Heather Gray, Vice Chair. Richard Ezell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please.
By the way, hey, it's 14, not 13 today. Today is 14th.
I said 14th. Thank you.
Okay. Gray?
Here.
Lane Ewart?
Here.
Diaz? King?
Yes.
Norman?
Present.
Yeah. Mr. Secretary, I did not hear Diaz say anything, and if you can't hear him, you might want to say can't hear you, by the way.
Thank you, Teresa.
You better be a little late.
Thank you, Skid. Martin.
She's running late, Richard. Coleman. She'd be coming, but she's late. She'll be late this evening.
Right. Coleman.
Coleman here.
Thank you. Robert.
Present.
Edward Seeger. Rosenberg.
Here.
Oh. Brian, was that you?
Edward Seeger is here.
Thank you. Rosenberg.
Turn something off or the.
Here's her. Tracy, you there?
Oh, I'm here, Richard. Sorry.
Thank you. Siegel?
Yes, Siegel requested an excused absence. He's working.
Hey, Wilkerson, I think that you talked.
That's me.
Hey. Alan?
Present.
Polinar? Hinchel? Yuzel? Here. Rezan?
Here.
Concho?
Present.
Dean? Reed? Summer?
Present, thank you.
Let me run real quickly down the. Diaz? Do you see why I didn't hear the first time? Diaz? Diaz? Burton? Robert?
Robert is here.
Okay. Polinar, Mitchell, Medina. And we have one requested excuse absence for Siegel. That's it, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We do have a quorum. And I received a request for an excused absence from Siegel. He didn't respond, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so is there any objection to excusing Dan's absence for this evening? And he also asked for one from Monday because he wasn't able to be on that call. And if there's no objection? Okay. Hearing none. Thank you. Okay, good evening, everyone. We have a lot of important issues going on. We have a proposed agenda. I would like to add one thing to the agenda, which is a matter of CPB compliance, but I'd like to see if we could get to that this evening, but and also perhaps an adjustment in the time. But let me hear from other people. I mean, does anyone else have amendments for the agenda? Let me ask that first.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Serene.
I already got a quick peek at the agenda, and it would be helpful if we could send that out as before, because everyone has access during the workday. But I noticed that new business was put before unfinished business, and I thought it should be the other way around.
No, that's the way it is.
If I could ask whomever, if you could please, there's a lot of button pushing. Thank you. Probably someone's trying to mute.
Is it pound one?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
thank you. And I'm sorry, Richard, you were answering Serene's question?
We get to new business, and then we go to all business.
Okay, thank you. And we need to see, it says complete the selection of CPB reps. I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I didn't understand Richard's response.
Oh, goodness. More button pushing.
The order is correct. Check Robert's rule.
The new business comes before unfinished business. I could crop out the Robert's rules. This follows with my understanding as well.
Okay, well, yeah, if you could, because I thought it was the other way around. I thought you finished what you were doing before you started something new.
Okay, if you want to hold on a moment, I can actually pull out the book, but I believe Richard's correct here. Are there any amendments to the agenda while I watch this?
Madam Chair, point of information.
Is that Teresa? Go ahead, please.
Could we just not follow the agenda, and if Director Roberts finds it in Roberts' rules differently, then she can take it up then?
Well, that's as reasonable as my trying to find it right at the moment. This is how we've done it the whole time I've been chair, which doesn't necessarily mean one thing or another. But, Serene, do you have any citation on Roberts that would be helpful to us in this matter?
No, I'm driving. So, I'm not writing the book yet.
This is Janice. I appreciate the question. I would also agree with whomever just spoke. If we could keep moving along so that we can accomplish as much as possible before the next meeting started, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to go without the agenda as laid out unless you want to make a challenge to it. Do you wish to make an amendment or a motion? Serene? Okay. Unless there's a motion to move what's on the agenda, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is that Teresa?
That's Teresa. I'm sorry.
Okay. And is there a second?
Second.
Sorry, go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Okay, folks, several people are speaking at once, and let's pick one of them in a second. Was that Crumshow I heard?
Yes.
Thank you.
Secretary needs to know what's going on here.
I'm sorry, what are you saying, Richard? I can't hear you.
Didn't you say we needed to take some time off of this, the open agenda and put it into the closed agenda?
I would prefer if we could take some time off the open agenda, approximately half an hour, just because I think there's sufficient work to be done in the closed agenda.
I will move that we take 30 minutes off of the election and put it into closed session so that we can hear about our corporate status.
Okay, so that would cause us to adjourn at 10 p.m. Eastern out of open session and have an evenly distributed meeting between open and closed, correct?
Right.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Teresa seconds.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion to approve the agenda, and there's one motion for an amendment. Does anyone object to the amendment to the agenda, which is to shorten the open session and give that time to close session? And if there's no objection?
Yes. No objection.
Okay, who's the objection, please? Who is that?
Well, Serene was trying to speak, but I thought I heard another voice before mine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, is that Janet?
No objection is what I said.
Oh, no objection. Okay, thank you. Okay, and Serene?
Yeah, I'd actually like to have it recorded as a point of order about the order of the agenda items, because my understanding is that we do unfinished before we move on to something new. Otherwise, we never get to the unfinished.
Okay, if we may note that, and I will look it up, Serene, okay, so that if it's incorrect, we can fix that.
So noted.
Okay? Thank you. All right. Is there any objection to the amendment, which is just to move that half hour of the closed session so we have a little more time there without going all night? Hearing none?
I'm sorry, we're reducing elections from what to what?
What are the time reductions? It's going from what amount to what amount, please?
45 to 15.
And the rationale behind that is because most of this is done by electronic balloting, if there's actually a controversy, correct? As well as we need the time in closed session, but in terms of practicality, if there are contentious seats on the actual election, we're going to end up doing it via computer. So in theory, we wouldn't need as much time in open session. So is there any objection to the change of time? Okay. Hearing none? Very good. Any objection to the agenda, or may we consider it approved and move on? Hearing none? Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Summer?
I'm sorry. Who is that?
This is Benito. I just wanted to let you all know I'm here.
Thank you, Benito.
Sorry for being late. Sorry for being late.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you so much.
Sorry for being late here, too, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy. All right. Heather, would you be the timekeeper for us?
Yes, I'd be glad to, yes.
Okay, thank you. Folks, let's try to stick to our time. I'll try to keep everybody on track as well. There's a lot to get through, and we'll just try to get some business done here.
Summer, this is Heather. I just have a question. In the past, we were having people speak for 90 seconds. Are we staying with that?
I think that's okay, so long as we actually do it and try to actually keep it to 90 seconds and not 3 minutes. That would be very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Very good. It says approval of minutes. I'm not aware that any minutes have been distributed. Mr. Secretary, are there any minutes that have been distributed? Because there's no date listed on here.
No, I do not have any right now. I'll try to have some next meeting.
Okay, so we'll postpone that to next meeting. Acknowledgements. I'd like to acknowledge all the hard work of everyone who is working both to, save this foundation and everyone who's been particularly involved with saving New York. And I'm not sure who wants to acknowledge anyone else, but I really do see that a lot of people are putting a tremendous amount of effort into this, and I think it's really excellent. So thank you to all of you. Is there anyone who wishes to acknowledge someone? I didn't used to have acknowledgments on the agenda, but it's okay.
We could acknowledge you.
Thank you, Dimit. You're very kind.
Well, you deserve it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's jump straight in. We've got a new business committee organization. There's a motion by Rosenberg, move to rescind the motion permitting two directors from each station to be seated as voting members on PNB standing committees and restore previous policy of a maximum of one director from each signal area. Affected committees are governance, audit, elections, and personnel. And this is where we left off on the in-person meeting before we did the committee selections, was dealing with these various motions that come up. Tracy, may I let you motivate your own motion?
Sure. I can do that briefly. I think I already kind of did it at the in-person, but just to kind of revisit, this was the sort of standing PNB policy from 2003, until 2012, so pretty long time, about 9 years. Last year, we tried an experiment with two directors from each station on each committee. Our council has weighed in to basically say that, it's a board decision. There's no requirement in the bylaws one way or the other for one director per station, two directors per station, three directors per station. And what I would say is that bottom line, we ended up with 20-person committees instead of 15-person committees. They were larger, bulkier, noisier. The meetings tended to stretch from the 2 hours the committee meetings often are to 3 hours. For some of them, it became harder to make quorum. And essentially, it became difficult because instead of having with 13 committees, 5 directors per station, 60 committee seats to fill, we now had 120 committee seats to fill, and each director, instead of being on two or three committees, found themselves on somewhere between 4 to 7 committees, with the average being about 5 instead of 2 or 3. And I know a lot of people felt really desperately overscheduled and like spending every, 3 nights a week or 4 nights a week in a PNB committee meeting was making their life a little unmanageable. So I'm proposing that we go back to the status quo from 2003 to 2012, and I'm hoping that the board will agree to do that.
This is Lydia. Okay, Lydia. Anyone after Lydia? Okay,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Lydia. Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, okay. So I was on many committees, but I wasn't on any that didn't make quorum. I found that I have been on committees when we had the other system that we didn't frequently make quorum on some of the committees because I find that directors are more motivated to attend than sometimes LSV members are. But more importantly is the fact that you had a greater diversity of inclusion, which meant that by the time you get to the PMB, you have more directors who are actually going to vote on what the committees recommend and have a greater informed perspective rather than just voting by slate or whatever. And it also, there's nothing like committees to help you bond because you discover the intricacies of issues that you actually have some commonality with. So I actually found it to be a great advantage. The other thing is we won't have to have elections for the most part, because if you have two directors, there might be maybe, I can't imagine, any, but if you had, it would probably be one election or something that you'd have to have. And a good example of this, well, I won't even go into it. But anyway, some of the smaller committees, you end up then not being as representative of the board.
Lydia, so your time's up. I'm sorry. Lydia, your time's up.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Who was that, Heather? Was that
Heather? This is Heather, right.
Oh, good.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Okay, Heather.
Okay, hold on,
bye.
hold on. Okay, everyone, thank you. I'm sorry, Lydia, did you finish your thought?
No.
Okay, if you could just wrap up.
I mean,
okay,
just forget it. Just go on. No, go on. Go.
Okay, sorry, thank you. Who else would like to be heard?
I would, Janet.
Okay, Janet, and after Janet...
I was on committees that did not make quorum. I obviously wasn't on a PNB in these several years, but the committees were that became task forces were tremendously important committees. And as a result, I mean, maybe the other committees had more urgency for some people, but when you consider that programming and technology, we were a radio foundation. And we couldn't make a quorum there for whatever reason. But what happened was that the task force itself was extremely representative, surprisingly so, because each member gained, I don't know, that much more, how can I say, consolidated into a position that was pretty representative. And I really think that the larger committee is a requirement for being... a committee isn't good. I think that wherever the energy is, there should be a real representation here, particularly on committees that are about radio.
Thank you, Janet. I have more questions to be heard on this matter before we go to a vote.
This is Margie.
Hi, Carol. I'll call here. Okay, hold on, please. I heard Margie. Is that correct?
Yes.
No, Carolyn is on the call too. Can you tell me what we're about?
Oh, Carolyn, we're discussing the first motion from Rosenberg regarding fewer directors on committees.
Okay.
The motion to rescind the motion that allowed for more directors. Did you wish to be on the fact?
We're discussing it, right?
Yes.
Thank you. At the end, though, I just joined.
Okay. That while you catch on. Okay, no problem. Okay, Margie, and did I hear Brian?
Katia's on now.
Thank you, Katia. Brian, did you ask me on the stack?
John
Crumshoe. Crumshoe on the stack?
To the stack.
Okay, and I'm sorry, Brian, did I hear you or not? Perhaps not. Okay, Margie and then John Crumshoe. Go ahead.
And Teresa.
And Teresa. Okay, and I'll put Carolyn on at the end. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Margie.
Okay, I have no idea of whether the number of directors on a committee had any bearing on whether that committee made quorum or not. I haven't ever seen any factual information. I was on an audit committee that, as far as I remember, did not have more than one director, and a couple of times we didn't make quorum. So I don't know that there's a nexus between those things. And given the, shall we say, the political divides in this organization, I think it makes sense to allow for more than one director where there are, divisions to be on a committee so that all points of view are heard. And were there committees in which more than two directors from a particular station participated? I can't imagine that, but perhaps I'm wrong. I'm done. Okay.
Ryan here.
Summer?
Sorry, Margie. Thank you. I couldn't seem to get unmuted. Okay, John, come show up, please.
Yes. I would like to say that in my brief experience on the PNB, it seems to be much more efficient when we have a smaller committee. Having a large committee doesn't really accomplish much, and I've heard that some of the committees were quite large. I know that my own experience at the local level at KPFK, that the more compact a committee, the more manageable it is. And so I would certainly advocate that we follow a similar process to the one that we have already established for the other committees that do require a vote. That seems to be a perfectly legitimate way of making sure that the committee actually accomplishes its work. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Teresa, and then Carolyn, and anyone else heard on the matter before we go to the vote. Teresa.
I was serving on the personnel committee when we had the first plan where we had one person, and then when we opened it up last year, I found that there was one person that seemed to be on the committee just to kind of like monitor, not to actually contribute anything, but just to like, I don't know what. I just found that it was, to me, 2 years, same chair, almost twice as many people the second year, and not as effective. And I was secretary, so I would really like to have more people on affiliates and development. And if everybody feels that they have to be on the other committees, we don't have people on those task forces. I don't know how else to motivate people. I guess if you're not motivated to try to raise money or to think about those issues, I guess you'll go to those other committees. But I wish for the love of I don't know what that people would understand that the work on these task forces is really invaluable and try to expend some of their energy there. It's you know.
Teresa, your time's up.
Thanks for listening. I'm sorry, beside myself.
Richard, for the sec.
I'm sorry, who was that for the sec?
Richard.
Hi, Richard. Okay, thank you. Okay, I have Carolyn and then Richard and anyone else. Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I got here in time to speak to this. I really think it's important not to have these committees swamped or swampable because, frankly, sometimes that's what happens. Factional issues and so on. People get involved and then the committee just is totally unwieldy. So I'm for smaller, more efficient committees and I hope we can try that. This is a new board. Maybe the old board felt the need to have more than one person. Now that we have a new board, let's try it the other way. The way we've been doing it for such a long time. And if that doesn't work at the end of next year, we'll go back to more than one. But right now, I think just the way we had been doing it is fine and should work if people put their hearts into it and show up and do the work. So I'm against more than one director from each station on the committee.
Thank you, Carolyn. Richard, go ahead, please.
Call the question.
Hello? I'm sorry, Richard is next on the stack, and the tomorrow
call
supposed
the
to be
question.
Acknowledged.
Call
oh, you
question.
Called the question? Okay, thank you, Richard. The question's been called.
I'm sorry, I had asked to be on the stack a while ago.
That's why I kept repeating the order of the stack and asking if anyone else wished to be heard every time I called the name.
Excuse me, this is Jessica. I'm on the line.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you. Richard, okay, the question's been called by Richard out of courtesy to Serene because I do not know if I simply did not hear her. I'll let Serene... So I'm going to let Serene talk, and then the question's been called, okay? All right, thank you. Go ahead, Serene, please.
Okay, so I'll be brief. The bylaws say, and I can't cite the section I'm driving, but they say that, in fact, at least one director. And at one point, I thought the attorney had said that meant at least means at least one, and it definitely infers it could be two, three, four, whatever the case is. So I don't understand the urge to exclude people. And this really is what this is about. There's a process for removing people from the committee if the committee does not, if the person's absence is absent over a period of time. And if that interferes with quorum, there's a process to deal with that. So, in fact, by insisting that at least one now means only one, it seems to me, and I thank Margie for being, you know, direct enough to call it by its proper name, we, you know, because we're pretending we don't understand what's being said here. What's being said here is that the person, that the majority of the board will get to decide who gets onto the committee. And since the whole purpose of or forms of voting and so on and so forth, the intent was to include everyone, to make sure that the minority also had an opportunity to be represented. But once you restrict it to one, where the bylaws say at least, not only do I believe we're violating our bylaws, but, you know,
Serene, your time's up. Serene?
Thank you.
Serene?
Thank you.
Thank you, Serene.
It's the chair. Thanks. I only need a timekeeper to say it one time. Thanks. You know, so let's at least be honest about what we're doing here. At least one means more than one.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so the question was previously called by Richard. Is there any objection to calling the question? Okay, hearing the objection, the question has been called, which means we will go to a vote. If you wish to rescind this motion, which interpreted and authorized two directors for each committee, then you would vote yes. If you do not wish to rescind that motion and you wish things to stay with potentially larger committees, then you would vote no. Potentially may abstain.
Okay.
Yes, hold on. Let me see. Before we vote, let me get the point of information. Who is the point of information? God, we have a horrible echo going on. I'm sorry. Who is the point of information, please?
It's Serene. Can you read the motion that's being rescinded?
I don't have that in front of me, but I have what's on the agenda right now.
This is Tracy with a point of information.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
The motion from 2011 was emailed by Lydia Brezon a couple of minutes prior to the meeting. I don't think there's anything too complicated about it. It authorizes the board to allow two directors from each committee on each station.
Would you be kind enough to just...
Two directors from each station on each committee rather than the one that had been the policy up until then. And our counsel had weighed in and said it was a policy decision by the board. There were no legal implications one way or the other.
Point of order.
Thank you, Tracy. Yes.
Remember telling me that it's not complicated is not a point of information.
Okay, so the chair will read the motion.
I will. You
have it, Summer? I have it, if you don't.
I will go ahead and read it. That's fine. Just a moment.
Hello?
Someone's going to read it?
One moment. I will go ahead and read it. Just give me a second to pull it up, please.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'd like to call a point of personal privilege. This is wasting my time and everybody else's time.
The members
should have been prepared, and I think this is stalling tactics and wasting our time. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is not a point of personal privilege.
Okay, folks, there's like all this really important stuff going on with the organization right now. Please just try to stay on point and get through what we've got to do here. I'm going to read the motion. Ryder moved to allow at most two directors from each station to serve on P&B committees
except those with limitations. And if more than two people are nominated, SPV voting will be used. Let's see. Did anything else happen? Nope, that's it. That's the motion. That's the thing that is being rescinded. And then I will read the rescission motion. What you will actually be voting on is Rosenberg's motion. Move to rescind the motion permitting two directors from each station to be seated as voting members on PNB's standing committees and restore previous policy of a maximum of one director from each signal area. Affected committees are governance, audit, elections, and personnel. So that is both the original motion and the motion to rescind that motion. So we are voting on the rescission motion.
I have a point of order with regard to the rescission motion.
Can we please vote?
I will take this last point of order. Yes, what is it?
Are you speaking to me, Summer?
Yes, you're the only one with a point of order. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. The motion to rescind actually misquotes the motion that she wishes to rescind. The motion that was just read says up to two. It doesn't say that it's a mandatory two. So people are not being forced to serve. But the motion to rescind would have you think that people are being forced to motion to serve because you must have two. That was not the original motion.
Point of order. This is
a
debate.
Okay, folks, I do think the intention of the motion to rescind is clear. The previous motion, I'm going to make a ruling. The previous motion is what permitted as a policy, at any rate, the seating of two directors, up to two directors on each committee. The policy has been one. The motion to rescind is restoring it to one. So in terms of the numbers, that part is straightforward. So I'm going to allow the vote to go forward and to be voted upon. So I'm going to allow the vote to go forward and a whole bunch of people are muted. A lot of people aren't muted right now because all I can hear is a lot of noise. Does someone wish to be acknowledged?
Point of information.
Go ahead, please, Benito.
Summer or somebody, can you show us again how to mute?
pound one.
Pound one.
Correct, and it's the same to unmute.
Thank you.
Sure thing. No
Summer,
problem.
Sorry, Summer, but Summer, this is Heather. I'm sorry. We had 15 minutes allotted for this item, and it's a little bit past. It's about 3 or 4 minutes past. So I just want
you
to know.
We're going to vote, and we're done. Thank you.
Summer, can you repeat your ruling?
The question's been called. Please, can we
please? This is dilatory at this point. I'm allowing the motion to go forward as being sufficiently clear and on point to the original motion that it is rescinding. I don't think anyone is confused as to what the intent of the original motion is or the rescission motion. This is a motion to rescind. A motion to rescind is a motion to rescind. If the reiteration is not quite clear, certainly reading the first motion clarifies that for the members' minds. I'm going to allow the vote to go forward on the motion to rescind.
Okay, this is the vote, and yes means yes, and no means no.
That's sure it. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Have a roll call vote, please. I mean, I know in fact the phone is a roll call vote, but I'd like it recorded as having a roll call.
Alan, I'd like it a little quiet while we're trying to do this vote.
Okay, Mr. Secretary,
Alan,
please record this as a roll call vote. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All roll call vote. Come on, let's go, boys. Let's go. Alan. Reason, where are you at?
Point of order. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you, Teresa.
Madam Chair, first of all, we were in the middle of the voting when someone asked for a roll call vote. We did not vote to have a roll call vote. I object to a roll call vote. You can't just throw that in and force a roll call vote on us every time.
Yes,
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would like it clear. I would like it clear now. Is this going to be a roll call vote or not? Because, first of all, we were in the middle of voting, and she was not recognized, and I believe if we have a roll call vote, it deserves a vote on whether we're going to have a roll call vote.
No, if a member requests a roll call vote, then they have a right to have a roll call vote. If that, to my knowledge,
on our local station board, in order to have a roll call vote, you have to have at least 40%.
I will check this with Roberts. It is my recollection, and Roberts said if a member requests a roll call vote, then it's taken, and it's not one of the things that requires a vote. However, I obviously have more than one Roberts question that I need to clarify for the group. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. At this point, I would request, A, that once the secretary begins to call the vote, please try not to interrupt. B, we have had a request for a roll call. I will allow that to go forward at this point. I will clarify with Robert. Mr. Secretary, could you please start from the beginning? Because I think this has been quite...
Okay, let me do it.
Yes.
Let me do it.
Thank you. Thank
Alan.
You.
Alan.
Alan votes yes.
Thank you. Alan R. Alan R. Jessica Mitchell.
Yes.
Yuzel, yes. Rizan.
No.
Crumcho. Crumcho.
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Medina. Can't hear you, Medina.
Who are you calling?
Right. Brenda Medina. Is that you? No. Ray?
Yes.
Lane Ewart?
Yes.
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 King?
No.
Norman?
Yes.
No.
Burton?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes. Yes.
Roberts?
Robert?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Edward Seeger? Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Wilkinson?
No.
Okay, I didn't hear Apollinar. Jessica, can you hear
yes.
You?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Apollinar said yes.
Okay, I got you. Messina? Diaz Pan?
Hello?
Yes. What do you vote?
I'm going to vote no.
Edward Stinker? Brian?
Brian votes no. That's no.
Gotcha.
No from Brian.
I'll get one. Okay, I've got 12-7. Summer, you there?
Motion passes.
What is the vote count, please, Richard? I couldn't quite hear you.
12-7.
12-7. So the motion carries. Thank you. Okay, next motion. Okay, the motion on the floor is from Medina. Brenda Medina's motion is... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. Complete the selection of PNB reps for PNB committees. So this is, we have now passed the previous motion, so we now know it's one director from each signal area. Well, this is interesting because normally we would look at the in-person meeting. So I don't want to take up too much time here if there are going to be, you know, multiple members from a signal area who want to serve on these committees, then we'll have to decide it by a ballot, you know, by an email ballot.
Chair, may I explain
the
data on that?
Yes, okay. Please, please, no, thank you.
I spoke to Chris in the national office, and she said if we can have our ballots in by noon, her time, Thursday the 21st, that she can see to the votes getting counted and notify people to come observe the following morning on Friday, March 22nd, and the results could be released Friday afternoon, March 22nd. as I look at the committee sheet that we sent out, we have six contested positions. One is the, whether three are for the governance and three are for personnel. In governance for KPFA, it's Siegel and Rosenberg. Governance for KPFK is Rizan and Medina. WPFW is King and Norman. And in the personnel openings for A is Rosenberg and Wilkinson. And K is Crumcho and Rizan. And WBAI is Coleman and Roberts. And I can prepare those. I've got them like 95% ready to go and get them out by 10 o'clock in the morning, Texas time. About that. Do I need to make a motion, Madam Chair?
No. In terms of proposed process, I don't think so. I mean, is there any objection to this from anyone? I mean, we do have to have some, you know, expedited process to vote and make a decision. If, Mr. Secretary, you can send that around to everyone, what the who the nominees are for each of the committees, and then they, you know, you would rank them the same as you would for any other STV voting situation, or I guess if it's just two people, it's IRB, right?
IRB.
Right. Okay.
You can rank put a one on the person that you want the best, or you can put a two on the other one, or you can leave it off. Just don't think that person is part.
Yeah, you can just list the one person that you would choose for the committee, and then send those results back into Chris Naira, and she will separate them out from your identifying, information on your email, and give us the results. So, is there any objection to the timeline and to this process from anyone, or may we proceed?
No, thank you.
Well, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed the timeline. What is the timeline? That's number one. And number two, are we finished with the committees? I had to go out. We have a flood here in my office. But because we're not through deciding about committees, right? Which committees?
Well, there's two more votes to be had. I mean, there's two more motions pending regarding dissolution of committees at the moment. But we're just dealing with the contested committees, how we deal with the voting process on that so that we, you know, get that handled. Richard, could you repeat the timeline that you had suggested? And that would need to be sent to everyone so everyone knows.
And after we get through, settling this, I think we need a motion to formalize that chart, to make the chart what it is. Okay, the timeline is by 10 o'clock Texas time tomorrow. I'm going to have that email to everybody with your ballots on it, and it'll explain how to go about doing it. I got this from Bill Crozier, stuff y'all done in the past. And they will go, your vote will go to Chris in the national office, and we will have until noon California time on Thursday, March 21st, which is a week from now. That's your deadline for your vote getting in there. And then she will gather those and contact whoever wants to participate in that observance. And the vote count will be Friday morning, March 22nd.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping that you folks that are out there in Berkeley will take care of all that.
Thank you. And this is the process for new board members that we have utilized in the past, generally, to have them sorted at the office by administrative staff and witnessed by whomever would like to come over and witness, you know, from the local station. All right. So are we good on this? No objections? We can move on? Or
Can you hear me, Summer?
Yes, okay, now I can. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. I wanted to add my name to governance and elections. And I don't know if this is a point of personal privilege or if it's going to take a motion or what, but it would really be helpful to me if documents that we're expected to use are distributed before, you know, not just hours before the meeting or during the meeting. And, you know, this applies to all of us, but ahead of time so that people actually have a time to read it. The assumption that we're all free on the day of the meeting just, you know,
seems implicit when things come at the last minute. So I'd really...
Are you talking about the chart on the committee?
I was speaking to the chair. I was speaking about all documents.
Let me just finish hearing what Serene says.
I think your point is taken on all these matters, right? And you'd like to add your name to the... Could I ask that any members that wish to be considered for any of these committees that you email the secretary and myself or email the entire board so that we're aware of it, so that you're added to consideration so that when the secretary sends out, you know, as it were, the list of nominees for each signal area, your name is included, okay?
What were those two that Serene asked to be put on?
Serene, governance? Was governance one of them?
And just as a point of information, I'm assuming for task forces, people can always join those during the year?
Yes. Yes. And I'm sorry, Serene, what was the other committee? I couldn't quite hear you. Governance, and what was the second one?
Elections.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Does that cause an election to happen? I'm not looking at the chart right now.
I can't understand what you're saying.
If it does, it'll be on the ballot. Okay.
You'll add it to the chart, Serene. Okay.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Teresa, yes.
I would like to encourage people, if you want to be on development or affiliates, to speak up now because we would like to send you notifications and we'd like to put you on our listserv and we'd like to send you copies of the minutes so you can get up to speed.
I think I'm on there. Huh?
Yep, and I'm on affiliates as well already.
Point of order?
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay, very good. All right, may we move on to the next item on the agenda, please? All right, the next one is a... question from Medina. Let me get to it, please. One second, and I will pull it up.
Madam Chair, did we have a motion on approving the list, the chart?
I believe there's no objection to...
It's not required.
Required, but I'll make the motion if somebody else... We need to set this chart as being our choice.
This is Margie.
What? Go ahead, Margie.
I don't think it's appropriate because I think tonight, Richard, people are going to email the board and say that they want to be on committees that they have not yet announced for. So I don't see any point in approving.
Well, Mr.
Secretary, just wait, please, and let Margie finish, and then I'll recognize you. Go ahead.
It doesn't make any sense to approve the existing chart because the names on it are going to change. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Margie. Richard,
this is Lydia.
Make a difference because if looking at the chart, Lydia Breton is on election. If somebody decides at what was the time you said later tonight. If somebody at your station decides they want to be on election, then they have to be on this election. And there's always
Tracy for the Tracy for the stack, please.
Did you hear me, Summer?
When someone is speaking, it makes it impossible to hear whether you disagree or agree or want to be heard. Please just wait till the person finishes speaking. Richard, please sit for 7 seconds.
I would like to make the motion that. As of right now, the names that are on the chart, the positions that they're listed for, are what they are for 2013.
I'll second that.
Who's that, Nancy?
Us, Nancy.
Nancy, thank you. I heard you, Lydia.
Can you hear me or am I muted?
I can hear you. Just hold on. You're a bit choppy there. So it's Lydia and then Tracy on the motion. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I think we, number one, since we just today, a few minutes ago, passed a motion determining the size of the committees, and those that are not here tonight would not know this, I think we should have a close the nominations period. I couldn't hear anything, Harley, that Richard was saying when he was describing the process, since we don't have it in writing. And so I would recommend that we, I would like to move that we, what is tonight, that we close nominations by, let's say, you know, whatever time you want, 5 o'clock or midnight tomorrow, Friday, something like that, a short period of time.
What?
But you need to, well, there are some people that are not on the call and they don't know the size of the committees. A lot of people were going by what, before a motion was rescinded, the policy all last year was to have 2 members. Not everybody knows that. If you know there's only going to be 1, you might choose to remove your name and not even have an election for that station. This is brand new. It's unheard of not to have a close of nominations.
Lydia, what's your proposed timeline? Please, other people, you can oppose whatever you like. Just let her make her motion. Lydia, what's the timeline?
My motion is by midnight tomorrow.
By midnight tomorrow. Is there a second?
Second.
Who's the second? Margie?
Margie.
Okay. Thank you. We got to keep records around here. We're running a meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Sorry.
So there's a motion on the floor. The substitute motion on the floor. The main motion on the floor.
No, that's an amendment. That's an amendment.
Well.
Closing.
Okay, I'm going to go to
Trace. Yes, thank you. The stack is a good thing.
The stack is a great thing. Take it.
All right, a couple of things. First of all, when there's a motion on the floor, you can only amend or substitute that motion. You can't make a brand new motion. This sounds to me like a substitute. That's the procedural note. In terms of addressing the motion and the substitute, what I would say is the list for people to sign up for committees has been circulated on the PNB listserv for more than 2 weeks. I personally, speaking for myself, I have received 6 updated copies from the secretary. Thank you, Richard. And if at this point I haven't signed up for the committees of my choice, there is something slightly wrong with me. So I feel like at this point in time, we need to move this process forward and not delay it significantly. We already are starting our committees extremely late, and we're not shooting for April to convene them. In terms of a deadline, I see no reason why, if anyone wants to add themselves to a committee, they can't do it by midnight tonight. And that way, Mr. Uzel can send out ballots tomorrow, as he is planning to do. In terms of people feeling that because there's only the 1 or the 2 would have impacted their choices, the motion to rescind was noticed at the open meeting 3 weeks ago. So it's been clear that the motion to rescind is on the agenda. Everyone took that into account when they were making their meeting choices. And I think we're presenting this as if the last 3 weeks hasn't occurred. It has occurred. People have made their choices. I suggest, in accordance with the original motion, not the substitute, that we close the nominations either now or at midnight and proceed. There are more
Tracy,
more important
your 90
business.
Seconds is up. Sorry.
Okay, there's more important business facing the foundation than committee makeup.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to be heard on this matter before we go to a vote?
Yes, please.
Is that Serene?
It is.
May I ask, please, that members go ahead and just say your name when I ask so. And I recognize most of your voices, but for the benefit of your colleagues, please. Thank you.
You're
go
right.
ahead, Therese.
I thought my voice was special to you, Summer. Sorry. So in the week since Richard sent these out on the first one, I think he sent out on the 7th, there have been, by my what I'm looking at now, because I am now online, approximately 19 or 20, which means that each person would have had, first of all, some sort of advanced knowledge that the motion to rescind would have passed and would have then made changes. In accordance with, I mean, just, you know, we spend time on stuff that's, like, so silly. Give people, there are people who are not on the call, give people till tomorrow. There are people who work. I mean, I know not everyone has to, but some do. Mm-hmm. Give people until tomorrow night to figure out what they want to do, what they want to withdraw from, what they want to add themselves to. The ballot can go out over the weekend when many of us or work Monday to Friday would have time to actually complete it and get it back, and the vote count can happen next week. What are we arguing about? Just be flexible, be inclusive. God, I thought that was our slogan here at Pacifica.
Summer?
Yes, Lizette. Thank you, Serene. Lizette,
can you go on the stack?
Serene, were you finished?
Yeah,
thank you. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Lizette, please.
You know, I have to echo the last speaker. It's very interesting that we're now talking about, oh, it's not so important, the makeup of the committee, because we have so many other things to do. Yet the motion before was about excluding people from the committee. And honestly, Pacifica on a whole is on fire. And here we are busy restricting people's participation on the basis that too big a committee can't work, this, that, the other. And now we want to cut it off to stop people from getting on it. Nothing is wrong with anybody not checking their emails every minute. Nothing is wrong. Good luck to those people who can do it. I am one of those. But those who can't, have some regard for them. Let's move on and get on to business.
Thank you, Lizette. Does anyone else need to be heard, or may we move to vote?
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
I just want to ask one quick question to our secretary. Richard, would this be a problem if we held this until tomorrow instead of today, tonight? I mean, otherwise we could call those people that are not here and tell them to take action.
I know that no one here has mischief in their heart anywhere. But were they to have mischief in their heart, they could come along and say, well, let's put somebody over here and this somebody over here, and we'll have a different thing on this. And, you know, we settled on me getting the ballot out before 10 o'clock tomorrow, Texas time, and I cannot do that if I'm out here trying to figure out who's going to have mischief in their heart and mess with one of these places. If that place is vacant, then I'm sure that we can, you know, we can debate that later. That doesn't mean that it's locked out. It just means that we're going to say, at some point, you say this is the level that we're going to work from. It's not all these other things that people are. It's a big conspiracy.
Thank you. All right. Obviously, any timelines, depending on how this goes, need to be logical and follow after nominations periods close by a reasonable length of time by which someone may get a ballot out and it may be returned. So, all right, I say we go to a vote.
Midnight tonight is the latest I would do it.
Okay, so the motion from the secretary is that the chart be approved. And the substitute motion is that nominations remain open until tomorrow night at midnight so that people may decide to join or to drop out of contention for various committees. If you support the substitute, then vote yes. It becomes the main motion. Then we take another vote to see if it passes. If you do not, then vote no, and we go to the main motion, which is to approve those nominees that are already on the chart. Is that correct, Mr. Secretary?
Point of information, please. Carolyn,
yes.
Here.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you. I'm sorry I came in late, but the people who are not on the call, did we get excused absences with decent reasons why they're not on the call? Or are they just not showing up? Because this chart has been around for a long time. People have had ample time to make their decisions on the basis of, either first
point
or second choices. So I'm wondering if we had excuses from excused absences. That was my point of information. Thank you.
We don't generally ask for those. We haven't in the past, so I did not inquire. I actually think there may have been a reason attached to a request that I made earlier. I think the person is out of town, but I'd have to go back and look at the email, frankly. I just saw that it was a request for an excused absence.
I can answer that with regards to this chart, if I may. The two people that are missing today already have their names on the chart. They've already sent me several different things, and their names are on the chart. So nobody's missing out.